lose two all of a sudden.
Thanks for that. Right, all day we've been waiting on the news of Chester City, and we found out that their game against Gateshead tomorrow has been called off. We understand also that all 23 Blue Square Premier clubs have voted to accept Chester City 2004 Limited into the conference. That after a vote was due at 10 o'clock this morning. Now, the FA and the league will meet on Thursday to thrash out whether or not to let Chester take part in the conference. And in a statement, the league said tonight it is anticipated Chester's fixture at home to Cambridge on Saturday will proceed as scheduled. This time last week, we spoke to Tom Jones, chairman of the Chester Supporters Trust, and he joins us again tonight. Evening, Tom.
Good evening.
Another day of mixed emotions for you. This morning we were waiting on whether the conference teams would elect you guys into the league. They seem to have done that. But then tonight we've been told not a decision until Thursday.
Yep. Chester City fans are getting used to it now, I think. It's norm for us. Every day, each hour that passes, it just changes. It's what we've got to go through. Let's just hope it brings the fans together, whatever happens, good or bad. But I do think it's important that the fans do unite on this one, because it's a big, big ask now that we've got. And, I do implore on behalf of all the fans of Chester City for the FA and the conference to come to the right decision for 124 years of history within Chester City Football Club.
You must take some sort of positive note on the fact that they say they're anticipating that the fixture at home to Cambridge will go ahead.
Positive and Chester City don't go together, I'm afraid. But yeah, you're right. I mean, you do have to grab at everything that you're offered these days. And if that's how they feel, then yeah, we've got to feel the same. It's just unthinkable that we won't be allowed to progress.
We like a blame game in this studio in particular. Kevin Rye from Supporters Direct, I'm not going to ask you to blame anyone, but in this instance, what do you think has gone wrong?
Well, the way that I read it is that there is an insolvency policy that the Football Association have, or rules rather, on insolvency and what happens when you enter insolvency proceedings, which is what Chester are in at the moment. What's required, according to my understanding of the rules, for all clubs from the Conference National down to certainly to Step 5 is that they need to come out with a company voluntary arrangement, so they need to settle their creditors. the problem is with Chester is that their CVA was overturned. I don't know exactly why. We've been trying to find out why, but as I understand, around about £4 million of the debt that was that needed to be settled was challenged in the court by HMRC, by the tax authorities, and the court agreed that about £4 million of that debt wasn't permissible under that, for whatever reason. Mm. And as a result, it means that they can't now clear the hurdle of a CVA, which means they can't satisfy what the FA require, which means they can't come out of administration, which means, ultimately, as I read the rules, that they can't take part in the competition.
So in basic terms, we've got Chester City FC Limited, who wanted to and were playing in the Football League. There you go. Chester City 2004 Limited, it would have been easier if they called themselves 2009, want to play in the Football Conference, and are two different sets of rules. Russell Grant, just bringing you in on this. We've had this problem for the past two seasons now. We've got the FA over here, and we've got the Conference over here, or the rest of non-league football, because it's happening in different leagues, whatever sort of problem it is, and the two aren't really meeting in the middle.
Well, let me bring in, first of all, this 2004-2009. Why? It'd be nice to have an answer on that, first of all, because that could be a problem, because 2004-2009 causes confusion. And we all know that people up at the FA get confused very easily. I know that because of the, how many years in non-league? 55 years I've spent. I know I don't look it, folks, but 55 years I've spent, and I have watched all of this absolutely fall apart at the seams. Clubs want to play soccer, they want to play football, they want to get on with it. And yet there seems to be no continuity, no communication in what is basically an entertainment. And we should have communication between the people who run the clubs, run the games, and most importantly, surely it's there for the communities and for the fans anyway. Yep. And so, it's all very well for people to have titles, whether they're part of, you know, a non-league committee or whatever it is, they need to start talking, and they need to get all of the rules working from top to bottom with the same criteria.
Tom, is one of the main problems here not the FA, not the conference, but that Chester City let themselves get into dire financial trouble?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, you have got to put that into the equation, obviously. I mean, we declared sort of a balance sheet with £7 million worth of losses after 8 years. So, I mean, you know, obviously we were in trouble. I suppose we've got to abide by all the rules and regulations that the authorities put out. And, you know, deep down, if the rules aren't abided by, well, you know, we've got to take the penalty for that. And if that's the case, but at the moment, you know, we're still arguing that point, I suppose. But, you know, it's difficult for an outsider to comment, but it's easy for a fan to comment, and that is no matter what your club does, it's always right. You know, we've got to take it on the chin, whatever the decision of the FA and the conference is. The good thing about it is, of course, the fans of Chester City will still all be here, that is important.
Would the fans, Tom, rather see a whole new club built up than continue with the stigma, or continue with certain people still in charge?
Well, I've had so many messages over the past week, indicating that they would just like it to start off fresh, other indicating, no, let's let our 224-year history carry on. And to be honest, I'm in a bit of a mixed sort of bag on that one myself. Sometimes I think, yes, you know, if it goes, we've got to start again. And other times I think, no, we need to hold on to what we've got. You know, you don't build that up quickly, and you shouldn't let it go. You know, so many people talk to me now, and I always find it difficult to speak sort of sensibly as a business person, because, you know, but my business head says, who the hell wants to run a football club and lose so much money? But the other side of me says, as a fan, you know, I do. You know, so it's really difficult, really difficult. And the fans, I think, are finding it difficult as well to understand.
Kevin.
There is one thing that probably needs to be tidied up, is everyone keeps pointing at Leeds and at Luton. And the reason that, you know, and saying, well, they got an extra points deduction, so then we should be able to do that. The problem with it is that under the policy the Football League operate under, it's not possible. They don't have this thing called exceptional circumstances, which means that if they have problems settling with the creditors in the way they need to through this CVA mechanism, they can then satisfy the creditors, which is then, I presume, a subjective judgment on the part of the league. They don't have that outside of that level. And I spent a month and a half with Merthyr Tydfil coming up with agreements that would allow the club to remain in administration but be still the football club, whilst the trust could then run the business, you know, and actually make sure the game's going. The problem is, really, is that the rules aren't, they're not the same all the way down. I don't know why,
but
I don't
think it's necessarily helpful. We had this with ground grading. We had this with points deductions. We're now having
what you have is a football association that is supposed to be the governing body, and then you have the leagues who themselves govern large parts of what they do. And if you start at the Premier League and go down to the Football League, the Conference, the Southern Ryman and Unibond, is you end up with all those authorities with varying degrees of power. A lot of it in the top four divisions, and it varies where you go, really. And the problem is, I suppose, that it ultimately comes down to the question that the Burns Review tried to address and did address 4 years ago, which was who runs football, who governs football, who makes the decisions. And the problem is that in reality the decisions are split, and especially when you've got a difficult arrangement between the Football League and the Conference, which has been built up through credibility over a long time by the Conference. You know, that must also be something that they're concerned about. That, you know, clubs, the part of the conference, if I was them, why are clubs coming down insolvent? And if I was the league, is there a danger that our clubs are not going to be accepted when they're relegated?
Now, that was quite clear in the statement that the Football Conference put out to all the clubs, asking them to vote on whether Chester should be in. And that was one of the messages that came across. I just want to ask, just quickly, Dave Watters, before we bring you in. Alan Algar, obviously you're from Blue Square, the main title sponsors of the league. You got last season out of the way and some of the difficulties that were happening there. you must be walking into this season think, why is this happening again? It's not the conference's fault, say not the FA's fault, not Chester's fault, but this is happening and it is ruining the good name of the conference yet again.
Well, you say that, but as you say, it's just something that's happened and it just so happens to be in this league.
But we're 24 hours before a game again trying to be played, and Gateshead have now got to decide that they're not travelling down to Chester, that the fixture's not going to happen. Just 24 hours again and the game's called off.
Well, and I know that some people have been very quick to criticise the conference, but you know, I think those people would be coming out of the woodwork and openly criticising the conference if the conference had actually done anything wrong. And as I said last week, they can only really be guilty of giving Chester every possible chance of competing in the division. Because if they were being harsh, they would have just said, we don't want to take it, you know, it's not going to happen. You haven't got the right clearance from the FA.
But why aren't you demanding as a sponsor that they sort this out, that the FA sit down and talk with the conference? Because otherwise these things will come up time and time again.
I'm not quite sure that it stretches into our path to be telling people how to run the league on a matter like this. Last year,
if I were piling loads of money into a business, I'd want to know where that money. I'm not saying you don't know where that money's going, but I'd want to know that my money was going into a decent product, and I'd want to be helping them as much as I could to make that.
We're definitely happy with the product, but you have to expect things like this to happen. It's football. And things like this can happen. And effectively, you know, this club is in turmoil coming down from the Football League. And I was just saying, at the weekend, I was talking in the boardroom at AFC Wimbledon against Luton, and saying that this league is actually like a Lords for clubs, because Exeter City come down into this league in a terrible state. Mm. And we've returned them to League Two, and they've gone up to League One, and they're in a fantastic state. There will be the odd Halifax in amongst those clubs, but you know, we have to take what we're given from the Football League.
The Blue Square Premier, the Lords for clubs. You should use that as your new tagline. We're asking tonight, who are the biggest clubs in non-league football? Hitchin Town can trace its roots back to 1865, when Hitchin FC was formed. The club took part in the first FA Cup in 1871, 72, and reached the quarterfinals of the competition.